Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. So earlier in the show, we were trying to sum up the season with one word. You can vote on our poll. I said magical cakes was surprising. Jason was shocking. And EB was exciting / fluky. Mm-hmm. Magical's actually winning right now. You can vote at Junks Radio. But we wanted to go more in depth as we look back on the season. What are you going to remember the most about the season?
Are we at like one game or one play?
It's up to you. It's up to you.
I mean, I would say for the most part for me is most Mondays we came in here and we're not playing Eric's brother's terrible version of Hail the Redskins on the right. Trumpet.
No, that was me.
That was him.
Me.
Oh, that was you. That's right. But yeah. Your brother was here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one, that rendition.
But we didn't play the Titanic.
Yeah, we never played the Titanic.
How many seasons have we played the Titanic week after week after week?
Probably 25 straight years.
But
outside of the 2012 season, but I'm sure we played it at some point then because
we weren't playing.
They had to make
that,
a run and, to get the playoffs that year.
Yeah, we weren't playing that. We were playing, and Bickle's coming in to play the music cakes. Mm-hmm. And obviously all the fans were all fired up. But the one play is, and I guess this is obvious, is the Hail Mary. That's the one.
Yes.
That's the one play.
It's the one that just jumps out at you the most. Yeah. But there were so many amazing plays.
To narrow it down to one.
No, I don't think it has to be one play. Like, I would say, what will I remember the most about the season? And maybe it's the reason why I use the word magical. Look, they lost three in a row, and it seemed like the season could go south on them. Although I don't think anybody really thought that because they played really good teams in that three-game stretch when they lost to Steelers and they lost to the Eagles.
Dallas wasn't really good, but that was just a bad loss.
Yeah, that one was a bad loss. But then they won five in a row on the last play of the game.
Yeah.
And they just, like, that run of beating teams. Now, one of them was...
No, they didn't lose. They beat the Titans 42-19.
So. No, I know that. But then they had five straight games where they won on the last play.
So you're
started
talking
with the
about,
Saints game.
You're talking about into the playoffs.
Yes.
Okay.
Started with the Saints game with the two-point conversion that they stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just was a great run. Stopped they just got on a roll at the end of the season. Like, I'll remember that roll, and they were better than those teams that like snuck into the playoffs with the late season roll. But to me, that was like the magical part of it. When you know, Bram Weinstein's calling them the cardiac commanders or whoever dubbed them that. Like,
yeah, all the comebacks.
I'm just gonna remember how good Jaden was throughout the season as a rookie.
Yeah.
Like how well he played. Like, usually you expect a lot of bumps and bruises and ups and downs for rookies. I mean, aside from him banging up his rib and not playing well in a couple games in spurts there, he had a fantastic rookie
2024
season.
2024 will go down as the year that that I correctly predicted he will go to the Hall of Fame. Yeah. But we found our Hall of Fame quarterback. That's what I'll remember.
Let's hope that's the case.
You're never going to be able to flex your muscle with that because we won't be on the air when he's inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Well,
never know.
It's going to become obvious.
I'll bet
It's going to become obvious with every year that this kid is special.
Right. I won't be able to collect the bat.
Have to contact him at his assisted care facility to get paid off.
But there were so many like signature plays. And,
oh yeah,
I mean Terry was a big part of a lot of it too. I mean Terry really stood out this year. This is the year where we went next level. And you know, I said a couple of weeks ago, I think we all put to bed the notion that a lot of us brought up. Well, he's not a true number one. He's like a good one, but maybe a 28th or 29th number one. No. He's good enough to be a true number one.
Turns out he's been a number one all along. He's had a bunch of number twos.
And threes.
I mean number twos like come out of your body, throwing him the football before Jaden Daniels showed up. Yes. And I know that's a gross way to put it, but it's pretty accurate.
And you're talking about the plays, just if you just think about Terry McLaurin, just in the playoffs. House call against the Lions.
Yep.
On a quick one. This house call was pretty impressive. I mean, that was just a slant.
Same thing. Well, the Dallas one gets lost because we lost. That play was incredible.
Yes, it was.
I mean, his run after the catch this year was amazing.
And then some great passes from Jaden Daniels, the drop in the bucket bombs that he caught.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't easy catches.
No. Those are the things I'm going to remember. You know, I was surprised that Jaden never had a signature, like, Robert moment, like, taking one 80 yards to the house.
Yeah.
He had some incredible fourth down and third down conversions, but he never finished one off on an 80-yard touchdown.
That's something else.
Did surprise me.
Something else I will take away from the season is their fourth down proficiency. Just fourth down became just another down to Dan Quinn. Like, if it was fourth and short, and especially in a plus side of the field, you knew he was going for it. And they were going to convert at an insane rate.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point because they set the record, the NFL record for most fourth downs gotten. So and no one expects them to go 88%.
Well, that's the thing.
But that was historically hot. But I would expect the same approach next year.
Like, but not going to have the same results. You're not going to convert 90% of your fourth downs.
Maybe.
Jaden gives them a chance.
Look, the top four teams and fourth down percentage were the final four teams in the playoffs. Jaden Daniels this season, including the playoffs, finished with 4,390 passing yards, 1,026 rushing yards, 30 passing touchdowns, and 7 rushing touchdowns.
Yep.
It's a pretty incredible rookie season.
That's including playoffs.
It's called a massive hit at the number two overall pick. Massive hit.
So he had 37 total touchdowns.
Yep.
That's crazy for a rookie.
Exactly what you're hoping
for. And
his
longest run was only 46 yards, so I'm kind of surprised that he didn't have a longer one than that.
He was like gliding.
Yeah. I mean, he had a bunch of 10, 15, 20 yard runs, but I did expect him to have a longer run.
But there's definitely, listen, I'm definitely going on record, and I want this back padding everything cake when it comes due. First one to say he's a Hall of Famer, but there's definitely room for improvement. I'll give you some examples. I thought there's several times down the stretch this season where he should have thrown the ball away, where he took sacks that he didn't need to. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's going to miss some throws. But there's just things that he can do to take it even to another level. I wanted him to take over more with his legs yesterday. It became obvious that we weren't going to be able to run the football very effectively. And I felt he was hanging in the pocket too long sometimes, and he should have just taken off because he's our best player. It's not even close. He's our best player. He was fine, but he could be even better. That's something to look forward to. I think he can be better.
Yeah, he's going
to
get better.
And he will be. He'll improve.
Yeah.
He'll definitely improve. You know, he has the work ethic and the drive to get better.
He's unbelievable. Let's go to John in Richmond. John, what's up?
Thanks for having me, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Yep.
I just want to make a quick statement. I truly believe if we had an above average quarterback and not the superstar that we have, this team would have been average at best.
Mm-hmm.
I think what happened yesterday, those three fumbles, was a true indication of where we are as a team. And I feel strongly that no other team in the NFL would have fumbled as much as we did yesterday in that situation. Thanks.
Know. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Didn't the Lions just commit five turnovers a week ago against this team? I mean, it happens.
They just had a bad day.
Washington had a turnover-laden game.
They had a bad day. They had
they
a bad day.
Took advantage of it against the Detroit Lions.
Here's the problem.
They blew it.
When
this
you
game.
Have a bad day like that against a team like that, especially in their building where they hardly ever lose, you're going to pay for it. I mean, you can fumble the ball a bunch of times against the Titans, and it's not going to worry. You know, you're going to win.
Dude, they're an excellent team. The Eagles,
yeah.
You know, this rematch of the Super Bowl, was that an overtime Super Bowl? I can't even remember. It was a 3-point Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was 32-29.
Jalen Hurts had like a really good game, and it was kind of like the Bills-Chiefs game yesterday. He came up a field goal short, if I recall.
34-31 maybe. It was a 3-point game. 38-35.
Sorry. But not overtime. Regulation?
Yeah, I think it was regulation.
Yeah.
Last year was overtime. Chiefs beat the Niners.
All right, let's go to Reggie in D.C. Reggie, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Man, Reggie? Listen, I've been listening to you. I've said the same story every time I come on for, damn it, 28, 29 years.
Thank you,
This
man.
Is the most fun I had listening to y'all, man, ever. Like, you think about it. Like, we had the Nats, World Series run, but nope, everybody's not a seam head in D.C., right? Yeah. You know, DMV. Then we had the Caps. The Rock, the Red was hot, but you know, it's diehard when it comes to the Caps.
Yeah.
But, man, year after year, I'm hearing just things. Y'all got to make up to keep football exciting. This was so fun. I'm on YouTube. I missed the Iron Eagle interview last week. I had to go back and listen to that from y'all. I'm on YouTube. I think it was Lewis Riddick.
Look,
I had to go back and listen
from
to
Reggie.
That because I missed y'all in the morning. This is arguably the most fun I had listening to y'all. Even with the losing streak, it wasn't like we was getting crushed or it was like, man, I'm not sure if we're going to regress. You know what I mean? It was like, okay, maybe he's tired. You know, we played three good teams. What was that? Philly, Pittsburgh, and forgot the other one. But it wasn't like, you know, you can just like the wheels were about to fall off. And this was a blast listening to y'all. I'm setting my alarm clock 6 o'clock just to hear what y'all going to say. And last year I wasn't. I don't want to hear this nonsense.
I know.
With Sam Howell, with EB champion, this bum, and Eric the Enemy. We can't call him, you know, the initials because he's not that clown. So it just wasn't fun last year. This year, man, this thing was a blast. Even though yesterday was a total disappointment, I wish we could have just not had a turnover, like had a clean game, and they beat us. Then I can be like, okay. But I felt bad. I'm feeling bad because I'm like, we gave them 21 points. Imagine if we didn't have that, but of course, if. But, man, this was so fun listening to y'all.
I appreciate you saying that, Reggie.
Season, man. Yeah.
Reggie,
thanks,
I really
buddy.
Appreciate you saying that because for years we'd hear people say that we thrive on negativity.
Yep.
You know what it is, that cliche? You make chicken salad out of chicken, you know what?
Yep.
That's what we were forced to do. It's much more fun riding the wave of winning. It's much more fun. Look, when Terry McLaurin scored yesterday, Cakes and I were at the watch party. Yeah. Drab was there. Denton Day was there. Jason stopped by. We're there at Honor Brewing. That place erupted.
Oh, yeah.
Erupted. That's way more fun than doing a stupid funeral for a lobster knocking Shannon. I mean, you can have fun doing that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But you're kind of forced to do those things when the team sucks year after year and apathy sets in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what did Honor sound like when McLaurin scored?
I mean, it was pandemonium.
To make it 14-12.
Like a nuclear bomb went off.
Yep.
It was great.
I can imagine.
I'm telling you, I'm still pissed. I'm just still pissed the way it ended because even though I do think the Eagles had superior talent and they deserve every bit of that win, I still feel like it could have been a different outcome if they don't punch it out of Eckler's hands.
Now, there were a couple moments where it was like, whoa, this could be,
that happened.
Oh, I bet.
It could be a miraculous comeback.
Yeah, I mean, we could have stolen one that we probably didn't deserve.
Yeah.
Because we were right there still, despite all the nonsense, and they were outplaying us, but we were still hanging, and this team had a knack for coming back. I'm telling you, that's when I had my one outburst.
It's okay. You're allowed an outburst.
I had an outburst.
Okay. It's all good.
You woke up your mom.
I scared her. I scared her. She said, Eric.
Eric?
Yeah. I think that might have been the point where Denton turned to me and said, I need to switch up the mojo. I'm leaving.
He left.
And then he peeled out like like the tire tracks from Back to the Future. I mean, he got out of there with the quickness.
Yeah, my daughter Meg.
And I understand it.
She called me from Ithaca, and she just went on a walk.
Dead.
Right. Like, that's how she had to deal with it. She had to just go on a walk in the middle of the game.
You got to dissociate yourself from it.
Dead peel out like when he stole my burrito.
Yeah, exactly.
Hit and run. He got out of there quick.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I think when they got it, when they scored, EB, when they scored and got it to 34-23, they're thinking, hey, you still got a chance. They showed a sideline shot of Jade, and he had that demeanor, like he's kind of looking around. And you're like, seen this movie before.
I was grasping too that Biotish came out.
And then
of the
you're right. Then they
the
fumbled.
Ball. Well, I saw Biotish running around the ball. I was like, oh, maybe he wrestled it away. But
And again, I'm probably in the wrong. I don't even blame Eckler. That was a hell of a play by them. Anytime I see someone come in there and punch that ball out, I just think that's such a sick play. I don't even blame the guy.
Nah, I kind of blame him.
I mean,
you got to know that.
I'm not Austin Eckler.
Yeah, but you have to know as a receiver, guys are going to try and strip the ball.
I know, Jay. I'm just telling you
I don't blame him because
opinion.
He's not the reason they lost. There's many reasons why they lost, but
that was a huge turning point.
It was the final turning point, as far
as I'm concerned.
I think you're right because it's like I said, it's 34-23. Then you actually force them into a punt.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a huge.
We just have momentum.
I mean, look,
the
odds are still stacked against you because your defense isn't stopping the Eagles.
Like, it would have been us stealing it.
Like if you score a touchdown, okay, 34-30, give them a 2-point conversion, make it a field goal game, 34-31. Now we're making a kind of an assumption that we're going to stop them, which was hard. They scored a touchdown on the next drive.
But sometimes games
and then they scored a touchdown on the next drive.
And that's what happened.
Yes.
You know, sometimes games just snowball away from you. But, you know, they deserved it. It's just a little bit frustrating that we couldn't put up a better fight.
All right, we'll continue to take your calls. 800-636-1067. Taking your calls on what you're going to remember the most about the season. Look, it ended with a thud. 55-23 to loss. But they won 14 games this season after going just 4-13 a year ago. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Kind of taking a look back at the whole season. Look, they got smashed by the Eagles 55-23. The game didn't go the way they wanted. Too many turnovers. Saquon Barkley was too much for him. Jalen Hurts actually played really well. They lose that game. But they made it all the way to the NFC Championship game after a 4-13 season. What are you going to remember the most about it? You know, to me, I'll remember that late run. But then if I really take time to think about it, and I agree with EB, they got a lot of things to address in the offseason. Still, they had a trash defense last year, okay? Yeah. So, like, the bigger picture thing is they went from being a laughingstock of an organization led by Ron Rivera, who turns out was a buffoon here, okay? He was supposed to be the guy that brought the culture change. It was Ron Rivera was supposed to be that guy. And even some of his drafts, he was bringing in military guys. Like, they went with the coach-centric approach. It completely flopped. All right? The Ron Rivera era, as a coach, we thought it was a joke. As a guy who was in charge of the draft and free agent acquisitions,
even bigger joke.
Was a joke. And the team continued to be an embarrassment. The big picture thing is, and Doc Walker alluded to this, they've got guys in charge now that you can trust in Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, and they've got the quarterbacks. The big picture thing is, and you've talked a lot about culture. The culture did change. I think that happens when you win. But it's a different team. It's a different vibe.
Well, it's a new era. It's the start of a new era.
Yes.
It's an exciting time for sure.
And those guys are enjoying going to Ashburn every day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's no way people enjoyed going to Ashburn for the last 4 years or three. And then they're just impossible. It's just certainly not last year.
It's just a hard way to end the season.
It's a tough way.
It's like a car crash.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough way to end the season and to feel, you know, super duper thrill.
It's a bummer.
I'll say this, of the two teams that lost though, Washington, to me, has more hope. Even if Buffalo's better, like, if I'm a Buffalo fan, you're getting punched in the face by the same guy over and over
again.
Very
annoying.
Like, that's, to me, more depressing. It's like, what do you have to do?
Well, now I know why Bills Mafia, I know why they drink themselves to oblivion and throw themselves into folding tables.
It's kind of
because they hate themselves. They're self-loathing, and they hate Patrick Mahomes because they can't get past
him. They probably feel like there's no hope.
It's hopeless.
I mean, unless Mahomes has an injury.
Well, it's like a Cavs-Penguins thing.
Yeah.
You just keep getting eliminated by the Penguins.
They have to beat him. They have to vanquish
him. Eventually they did.
Yeah.
Eventually they did.
Right. But maybe they won't. Maybe they just never will.
You know, you could say it's Peyton Manning early in his career against Tom Brady and the Patriots. Eventually the Colts did beat the Patriots in an AFC championship game, and they won a Super Bowl and actually head-to-head in the playoffs. Or I might be thinking, I think in the playoffs, Peyton Manning might actually have a winning record against Tom Brady. No, that can't
be
the case.
All I know is I have a neighbor.
In the last five.
I have a neighbor that lives about a half mile away that has a Bills flag in front of his house. And whenever I walk by, I just think that's tough sledding. Now, I mean, you've got Josh Allen to root for, but like you've got a major obstacle in your way to try to get to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, Jason said no hope for Buffalo. I think there's some hope, but Washington has more hope, more to look forward to.
Well, I'm just saying the fans probably feel that way.
Yeah.
Because they're losing to the same guy every year.
Right.
They got no problem beating everybody else. But if they have to play Kansas City, they lose.
Right.
Now, maybe it changes next year.
I just think it's torturous to be a Bills fan.
It has to be.
There's 12 fan bases that have never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yep.
For me, Bills and Vikings are at the very top because they've gotten so close so many times.
Yep.
And they can, like, the Lions know they're the Lions, as EB says. Same old Lions, right? They're just losers.
Yep.
The Bills, are so close. The Super Bowls they've been to, they're so close year in and year out right now, and they can't get over the. It's torturous.
And they have a tortured history because, I mean, you could think about a missed kick.
Yep.
That's a Super Bowl right there.
The only difference,
and then in these games against the Chiefs, they're close. Like, they're not going to smash.
They're going to be right back there next year. They're just going to keep knocking on the door.
But you got the Ravens, you got the Bengals, you got the Chiefs. Like, it's not a given.
The worst part about it has to be, like, with 6 or 7 minutes left in yesterday's game, you knew, you saw it completely unfolding. You saw what was happening. And if you're a Bills fan, you're like, we're helpless to stop it. Mahomes is going to drive down. He's going to win the game. It's just, it keeps replaying itself.
They have two sport teams in the city. The other ones are the loser Sabres. Yeah. They got nothing. They got the Bills, and they can't get over
the hump. Sure the Sabres have never won the Stanley Cup.
I don't know what I would do.
I know. It's
14-2, 30, whatever it is every year.
Terrible weather.
You have to be
great
like Roger
town.
The engineer. Roger just goes through life. He's blissful because he's ignorant about what the Bills are
you know
doing.
Who else? You know who else probably feels that way? You know who else? Jet, even though the Jets have won,
right?
It was 1969.
Right, it was a long Joe Namath. Hey.
Jets fans have to feel that same.
Yes. Hey, do this as a bit.
Yeah,
if you see Roger in the breaks, congratulate him on the win.
Probably should. Yeah, do a Mike Wise bit with him.
I bet you he doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
No, I saw him earlier. I think he was muttering something about tough one for the Bills. So, like, I think he actually knows their fate. I wouldn't bet a lot of money on it, but I think he knows they lost.
All right, let's go back to the phones. I think that the Commanders should have a lot of hope. It doesn't mean they're going to win more games next year. I've always agreed with you on that.
Yeah, I love where we are in the sense that we have Jaden. It's going to be exciting. Every week's going to be exciting. But if you ask me right now who's going to go further next year, the Bills or the Skins, I would put money on the Bills. Like, to go further?
Yeah.
I think they're further along in their program. And I think Josh is great. I think our guy's great, but we need to surround him with so much more. All right, let's go to Andre.
Sure there's a lot of Bills fans that probably feel about their defense like the Commanders feel about their defense.
Yeah. Andre, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. First thing for me, at least, was listening to Cakes. There's no way they're going to fumble the ball 5 times again. Granted, it was 4, but I kept on saying, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
It's a good point.
You know, the one thing I would say about this, and it's not a critique, it's just, you know, I guess the economics of the sport or a trade-off with Jaden, and we doing so well so soon. To everyone's point, Philly, it was so much more, you know, had so many more talented players. And I think for years, Philly was always making the playoffs, but for whatever reason, they were still, you know, good trades, whatever. They were still getting, like, really high first-round picks, which really only bolstered their team, and that's what you have today. Whereas with us, obviously, Jaden doing so well, you know, we're going to pick in the high 20s, and, you know, we don't have that many picks. So I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's a situation we are now. It's a trade-off with Daniels doing so well. So, you know, obviously we got good people in charge to make those decisions. And I guess my question to you guys is, you know, Jaden obviously is the type of dude who makes the team better. So do you go after, like, high-caliber offensive players where, you know, maybe perhaps Jaden, you know, can make, you know, low-caliber players better and focus more money into defense?
We talked about this earlier in the first and second hour. We all kind of have different opinions on it. For me, it's blatantly obvious. We got to be able to stop the run. I don't know if it's setting the edge or better tackles. I probably think it's tackle would be the number one area for me. But if you wanted to say an edge rusher that also could set the edge better, to me, by far, that's the biggest issue because we were scoring 30 points a game and it's not enough.
Terry needs more help, and you need to revamp the running back room. I would just start with a clean slate there.
So you want to go all offense. They need help on both sides.
They need help on both sides of the ball, obviously.
They need help on the offensive line as well.
I agree. Correct. They need help at every level except quarterback.
Adam Peters can be a busy man this offseason.
Maybe safety's okay. Maybe safety's
with
okay.
Quan and Chin. Well, Chin's a free agent.
Yeah, I mean, if they brought him back, I would be okay with it.
So maybe
I
they go some
fine.
A
but
different
like,
direction.
I would basically say at every level except for quarterback, they need help. And they need a lot of help in some of those areas. Let's go to Jim, Miami. Jim, what's up?
Thank you, Junk, for taking my call. Yep. Listening to you down here.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
You know, yeah, I really agree with everything you're saying, especially with what JP was saying. This has been a tremendously magical year. I mean, I'm old enough to remember the magical years when, you know, we were always in the playoffs and winning mm-hmm. Super Bowls. And, you know, I agree with you. I mean, majority of these playoff games, if you look back, like JP was saying, whoever lost the turnover battle, you know, lost the game. And we just committed turnovers. I mean, it's part of the game. And they converted that, what, into 21 points?
28.
Philly did.
So, 28.
Yeah, 20, okay, 28. Stand corrected. And you take away those turnovers, that's 28 points that they don't have. And, you know, we're in the fight. But I'm excited. I mean, it. You know, I get a lot of grief down here the last couple of years with Idiot Snyder and the way things were, you know, dysfunctional. And just a quick story I want to share. I got a 21-year-old kid. And a couple of years ago, you know, he would ask me, Dad, you know, you're lucky. You saw this team win 3 Super Bowls. All your teams that you root for, the Caps, the Nats, even the Bullets before the Wizards win championships. He's like, do you think I'll ever see this team win a championship in my lifetime? And, you know, he was so excited. We went and actually watched it in the sports bar. And to have that kind of excitement back since 1991 to share that with my son, that was magical. And I told him, I said, look, son, we're on the uptick. You're going to see a lot more victories out of this team. And you'll definitely see, if not more, you know, multiple Super Bowls. We just, like you said, we just got to build around Jaden Daniels. You know, build up our weaknesses, but you know we're on the uptick, and it just goes with stable ownership. I mean, mm-hmm. just like it was back in the days.
Jeff, no doubt, you make some great points.
Thank you, Jim.
I'll just add this: turnovers huge, but if you just look at yards per play, which is pretty telling, Washington averaged 4.5 yards per play. Philadelphia averaged 7 yards per play. If you look at yards per pass, they were far better than what Washington was. 4.8 versus 7.7. I mean, Eagles had 229 yards rushing. So, yes, turnovers is the biggest factor, but the defense, they can stop a team. You're allowed to stop a team after a turnover.
Yep.
They couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And that 4.8 would bump up if they had better wide receivers, which is my point.
But remember, that was Fangio's defense. He just gave him all that stuff in front. He just kept everything in front of him, didn't blitz much. And we just couldn't, you know.
It was one of those days that everything kind of went wrong. Besides that opening drive, 18 plays, everything went wrong.
Yep.
And you can't turn the ball over that many times against a great team.
Nope, it'll murder you. All right, we'll continue to take your calls next on the MGM National Harbor listener lines in the wake of the Commanders' loss in the NFC title game to the Eagles. Are you looking to upgrade your office game? Well, then swing by PVI Office Furniture today, where they've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench right to the big leagues, my friends. Whether you're drafting up the next great genius idea or you just need a power play when it comes to comfort, PVI has the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories. Mention the fan and you score 15% off your in-store purchase. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity nets you a hat trick. Visit us at PVIPVI.com because business grows with PVI. Welcome back to Football Monday, brought to you by Chiniga Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com for more information. 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. What are some of your final takeaways from the game yesterday? What is the pathway for this team to continue the success of Jaden Daniels' rookie year into year two?
Well, you hope that what Charlie Cassidy said on the show is true. And I'm going to weave that into our Honda huddle, mm-hmm. driven by your local Washington area Honda dealer. Contact them for a great deal today. Cakes, cover your ears.
Oh, no.
Because Charlie Cassidy said he's Patrick Mahomes. Remember, Charlie likened him to Patrick Mahomes. Just want to give you this information, and I know Cakes is anti-wins going to a quarterback, and sometimes you're right. Maybe you put a little too much value on wins, but I do think there's something to it. Patrick Mahomes, since being a starter, year one AFC championship. So, Jaden Daniels, year one,
yep.
NFC championship. Year two, won the Super Bowl. Year three, lost the Super Bowl. Year four, AFC championship. Year five, won the Super Bowl. Year six, won the Super Bowl. Year seven, back in the Super Bowl.
I mean,
Good
thing you're not setting the bar too high. Like, if that happens, that's great. But, like,
that's almost impossible.
Is anybody expecting that same sort of run?
It's unbelievable.
I mean, I'm not expecting that.
It's one of the greatest.
It's actually better than Tom Brady.
He's making an entertaining point, which I like. that Charlie.
Just the fact that he's comparing him to.
Yeah, he compared it to him. And if you do, just look at the success he's had.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, it's going to be almost impossible to duplicate that. But I like it. Look, I think Jaden's special. I told you, Hall of Famer. I'm going to the mat on that one, Cakes.
I mean, if he has, well,
you should go to his
many, many seasons like this season. The only reason why I won't go that far is sometimes, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but sometimes, I mean, Cam Newton was on a Hall of Fame track, and then he fell off the track. Russell Wilson was on a Hall of Fame track, maybe still be one, fell off the track. Like, it's,
of course, that's why it's a hot take. I'm just going hard on it. Hall of Famer.
Will you commit to going to his induction ceremony, being there in person when he gets his gold jacket?
I just want to be alive then.
That'll be in like 2000.
I have a walker.
2044.
It's fine. Yeah. You get a walker to get around?
If I'm alive and I can get around without a walker, sure. All right, let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Chris. Chris in Ashburn. Hey, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
EB, by the way, I've seen that golf swing. You got a ways until you get to a walker, so you'll be fine for a little bit.
Look at those props.
Oh, so you're actually saying something nice. I thought you were going to take a dump on me.
I thought he was about to Joan.
Yeah.
No, cheer up. You'll be fine. Right. But like at the beginning of the season, I was listening to you guys, you know, August, everything, NFL Network, ESPN.
This guy's got a great voice. Have we said that before?
I have not.
You got a great voice.
Not as good as ours, but it's okay.
Yeah.
No, you guys have the best voice. You've been doing it a long time. So everybody was like 8 wins, maybe sneak into the playoffs, inching. That's not how the season went. The season went better than most people expected. And so we have a building block that literally has changed the franchise. We no longer have toxicity. I was listening to Doc earlier. We no longer have an owner that is going to get Dana Stubblefield to come here and pay him a bunch of money when he's like over his career. They're making sound contracts. They're building a team. They have a process. We went further. Yeah, the game got out of hand yesterday. But do you think, you know, if we had A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith as our wide receivers, we would have lost that game? And we had Saquon Barkley at running back, would he have lost that game? I think we would have destroyed them. So I think, you know, the takeaway from the season is that we're in a good place. We have the right people in charge. We're doing the right things. It's no longer toxic. I mean, I've never seen Terry so happy in his entire life. And so I think, you know, as a whole, what's happening is it's going to be, we're going to be like the Chiefs. We're going to be there every single year because we have the X factor and we just need to put people around him.
Look, I think that they will have an opportunity to be like the Chiefs or the Ravens or the Bills. Now, there's a tier below that where you could be like the Texans, right? The Texans kind of get into the playoffs every year. They actually won a game. But they always play like it.
They play 3:30 Saturday on wild card weekend every week.
4:30.
Yeah, right. You got to avoid that
tier. Of course you're aiming higher than that.
Yeah.
I think that's the floor.
I mean, that's not a bad floor, but you want to go up from that floor.
Yeah.
You want to go into the elevator and press a higher button.
Let's just see. Look, we've got a long time before training camp. Let's just see what kind of pieces they had.
Be here before you know it. You'll lay your head down on your pillow. You'll wake up. It'll be late July.
I'm almost August, as curious about what they're going to add as about what they're going to subtract.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I mean, look, free agency starts like March 1st, right?
Yeah, it'll be
that's
here
not
in
that
a
far
month.
Away. Right. I mean, that's coming.
Josh Harris, you know, spent $6 billion.
Yeah, $6.05 billion.
Whatever. They spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
And, you know, spent a lot of money to improve the stadium and all that stuff.
Spent a record number to buy the team.
With Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
They're going to sell out next year.
Oh, yeah.
Training camp is going to be bursting at the seams with people.
Definitely.
But Doc also made a good point. You go from the hunted to the hunter.
Yeah.
Know?
That's
they're
a reality
be going
season.
After us.
Yeah. And we know
no one's taking us for granted.
Tougher schedule,
anymore.
All those things are real.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the enthusiasm, like that's look, we didn't do Misery Monday today because we didn't feel it was appropriate.
Yeah.
We're months out from our schedule picking.
Yeah.
I'm double digit wins. Already,
you're guaranteed. Not even seen the schedule.
I'm starting at 10
you've
is my
seen
four.
The schedule.
Oh,
you've
seen
10
the
is my
oh,
four.
No, we've seen
you
the
know the opponent.
No,
and then
right.
I just go up from there. There will be no single-digit win predictions for 2025 for the
I'm
Commanders
have a hard time
from this guy.
It. I'm going to have a hard time. I'm just going to have a hard time.
Oh, you're going to have a hard time.
I only see three, like what I would so call guaranteed winners.
Okay, that's fine.
You might be sliced when they, you know,
I only see three
silly...
what I would consider guaranteed. And that's probably wrong next year. But the Raiders and the two Giant games.
You keep picking six or seven wins. I'm starting with a number that starts with a one.
I didn't say I was picking six or seven.
Another number after it.
I might be at nine again.
Let's see. Seattle, Chicago, Denver, Raiders, Lions.
Those are all at home. Those are the home.
Those are
games.
Home. And then Packers, Chiefs, Chargers, Vikings, Falcons, Dolphins.
The only one I see is guaranteed, and that's just based on this year, was the Raiders.
I just heard a lot of dubs and when you threw those names out. A lot of them. Yeah, a lot of dubs.
I saw a lot of, wow, that could go either way.
Okay, but a lot of the games this year could have gone either way, and they were led by a guy who specialized in late game-winning drives.
As far as I'm concerned, our quarterback is God. But even God ain't going to navigate
let
that entire schedule.
That schedule is
rough.
I'm guessing your mom would not like that comp, even though it's probably a pretty good comp.
You're a beaten-down fan. Like today, you're saying that it's fluky. And you're already looking to doom and gloom for next year.
I'm not doom and gloom. I'm just like nine wins, maybe 10.
I'm already ready to pick the 2025 schedule. When does it come out?
Granddaddy loved that bit.
I don't care.
We'll
pick it 10 times. Yeah. I couldn't care less who likes it or who doesn't.
I just see a lot of games are going to be tough. I mean, we're going to win some, but they're going to be tough.
Raiders won't be tough.
We got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley. One. They're coming up next right here on The Fan.